Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Moses. Batting second. The catcher, Scott Bradley. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The DH, Alvin Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Hengel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Domingo Ramos. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Bill Swift. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. And now, play ball. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mariners. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phelps scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. Guillen scores. Two outs. It's Mariners, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Hairston moves to third. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Cowley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Hassey moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Hairston scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramos fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Davis reaches second base with a double. Phelps goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-1 in the game. Tardabul strikes out. 1 out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hengel strikes out. 2 outs. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Presley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hassey is hit by the pitch. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Danny Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-2 in the game. Tardabul strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Cowley fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to second. One out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramos scores. It's Mariners, 3, White Sox, 3. Ray Searage now pitching. Dave Valley pinch hits for Scott Bradley. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Valley now catching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hairston is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Valley for a passed ball. Lyons scores. Hairston moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing left field. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 3 in the game. Presley strikes out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive towards the mound. Swift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-3 in the game. Hengel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Hengel reaches second base with a double. Tartabull moves to third. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley pinch hits for Harold Reynolds. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.